Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning into Building Godly and Healthy Relationships live radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Star Williams, and I am so excited about what God is doing in and amongst the earth and through his people. I believe that we are living in amazing times, and we'll open this broadcast with prayer. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are lifted high. You are magnified over the United States of America. You are magnified and glorified in our lives and in the lives of your people. And I just thank you, Lord God, for leading and guiding and directing your people into all truth. I thank you, Lord, that you are so big and so awesome, and we just lift you high, God. We exalt you, and you say that if you be lifted high, that you will draw all men unto you. And so we just thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercies, and we thank you for leading and guiding us into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen. I had recently a vision from the Lord, and I believe that there is a great shaking that is coming to America. And the dream, God showed me that there was an oncoming storm that was coming to America, and it was the job of the people and the job of the church to prepare and to make themselves ready, because the storm was coming and there was a window of time where the church could get prepared the best that they could to be able to withstand this storm. And I believe that the only answer is going to be through prayer, and it's going to be through the power of prayer. And I believe it's like with the storm, and I want to read out of scripture as well, but with this storm, I believe America is in a position where she has put herself in a vulnerable position, because she has rejected God and she has rejected his word and his command and really his authority as a nation as a whole. We have really told God to, you know, we don't want you in our nation. We've really pushed him out of a lot of aspects of our lives. And that is what is putting America in a position, in a vulnerable position, because the Bible says that the rain comes and the storms come, the wind and the sun, it comes to both the righteous and the unrighteous. But there is a difference in how they withstand those circumstances. The one righteous will withstand it without being moved, without being shaken, and abiding forever. However, the righteous, when the wind and the storm comes, it is meant for their destruction, because they have rejected God. And so there is no abiding forever or remaining in God. It's their destruction and their demise. And I believe that is where we are in this position as America as a whole. We are in a very vulnerable place. It's like the people in Matthew 7 who built their house on the sand. And I believe America is like that house that is trying to make it and trying to survive outside of God's will and outside of God's plan. And in this dream that God showed me recently, in fact, I just had it last night, early this morning, God showed me there was a mass storm coming. A massive, massive storm coming, and this storm was inevitable, going to wipe out, it was going to wipe out the people there, and I believe this has to do with our nation. But I believe there's a remnant, and there are people that can rise up and pray. When we were in Florida in October, during our International Global Summit, there was a deadly storm that was threatening our us in there in Florida and the people there. and we had to take necessary precautions in order to ensure that we were safe. And I believe that's what God is saying now, that it's going to be the prayers, it's going to be the remnant, it's going to be the people that, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, that God says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And as we were in Florida, it was supposed to be that the eye of the storm was supposed to actually make landfall. But through the prayers, through the intercession of the saints of God, collectively, that storm just really just barely grazed the coast. It just, you know, grazed, and then it went and looped out back into the sea. And we thank God for that. But there is a time, I believe, of preparation, and God is saying that those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I believe that we are in a time where God is saying that we have to prepare our spirits. We have to make sure that our loved ones, our family members are right with God, that we're right with God, that our house is in order, because God is not pleased when a nation who he has blessed so much and who has been used by him and who has known his ways turn their back on him and tell him to get out of their lives. He is not pleased with that. And in fact, that brings a reproach upon the nation. And as we are coming up to our election this Tuesday, and there will be a changing of the guards. There will be a changing of the guards, and there will be a new season and a shift in our nation. We better be sure. We better be right that we know that our lives and our allegiance is to God, and that he is our King, and that he is our Lord, and that no man, no woman, no person can be our Savior except for him. And when we try to make man our Savior, that is idolatry, and that is against God. And God hates idolatry of any kind and of any sort. He has commanded that he be our God and that we would serve no other God before him. We are coming into a new season and shift as a nation. We need to be firm and assured of our allegiance and our devotion and our alignment with the kingdom of God, that he is our Lord, he's our Savior, he is our King, and everything that we do is out of that relationship with God. And so I believe that we're going to even see, you know, the Bible says that, you know, the world, that perilous times will come, you know, and I believe that the world is only going to be the world. It's only going to grow more wickeder and more, defiant against the principles and laws of God. But that means that the church must grow that much more brighter and that much more holier and that much more set apart so that we can shine, so that we can be the voice and the hands and the feet of God, that we can walk in the power and the dunamis of God and not be just a church that is without power, having only a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And so I believe God is saying to prepare ourselves and know that there is a remnant, and I am speaking to that remnant to rise up, be prepared, be on the wall, pray, seek God's face, humble yourself, turn from your wicked ways, get your life right with God. Because at that point, God, you will be a conduit of God's power and of God's glory. God will hear your prayers. He will forgive your sins, and he will bring a healing to your land. So America needs a great healing to our land. We need a revival. We need an awakening. And the only true answer is Jesus Christ. It's walking after his ways and walking after his purposes, loving him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. You know, all of the laws, all of the commandments are summed up in those two commandments that God gives us. And so we must love God, and we must love others like we are loved by God, and be his hands and be his feet. So in Matthew chapter 7, it talks about the those who hear the words of Jesus and the sayings of God and does them is like a man who is a wise man who built his house on the rock. And when the house is built on the rock, the wind and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And it was amazing because in the dream that God showed me, this vision about where the storm was coming, and he showed me that the house that I was in was literally built on a rock. It was built on a rock. And do you know that those rocks and those boulders and those, you know, and islands that are in the sea are really just mountains that have been covered with water? And so when I looked down from the house where I was, I could see as far as my eye could see, there was a rock, a massive rock. In other words, the house that I was in was built on the rock, and that rock represented Jesus Christ. And so we just need to know that there are perilous times that are coming, you know, that there may be things, you may hear things on TV or in the news, but you have to know that if your life is built upon the rock, then you are going to abide forever. You are not going to fall. You are not going to falter. You are not going to be beat down. The storm and the rains are not going to affect you, but you're going to abide forever. Just like that tree that's planted by streams of living water. And so it says that the wise man who hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house and it did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine, and here's the difference, and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house. He built his own house. This was his own doing. You know, our lives are like houses that we build. You know, this nation is like a house that is being built. And America has tried to do it without God and outside of God's plan. And that is a dangerous, dangerous place to be, to say that we are going to, you know, legislate immorality. We are going to legislate perversion. We are going to continue to stand behind and applaud and cheer and finance the murdering of babies within their mother's womb. That we're going to continue to, you know, in corruption and greed. And God is saying enough is enough. Enough is enough. You're trying to build outside of my plan, and that's like building your house on the sand. This is the one who hears the words of God but does not do them. Many people profess that their religion or that they're, you know, that they are Christians. You know what? Many people aren't living according to God's principles. Many people aren't living according to the Word of God. They're not heeding the Word of God. They're not hearing the Word of God. And that person who may hear the Word but not doesn't do it and heed it is like the man that built his house on the sand. And when the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, it fell. It fell, and great was its fall. And so I believe that America has to prepare herself. She has to get her, you know, her boats and her raft out and prepare and to pray and to seek God's face and to intercede and stand in the gap on behalf of her family, on behalf of her community. And so God is looking, he's looking for a remnant. He's looking for people that are after his own heart. He is looking for people who will humble themselves, who will seek him, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and knowing that everything that we need will be added unto us. And so, Lord, we just lift up an election. We lift up our nation, God. And we know that you've called us to be a part of what is going on in within our nation and within our country, God. And we just pray that you would just continue to stir and awaken the prayers and the intercessors to stand the gap on behalf of this nation, that your people would cry out to you. They would cry out to you. They would seek your face and seek your plan and seek your desires for this nation and not their own desires without you, God. And so we just pray, God, we plead your blood over this nation and we declare the peace and the shalom of God. We declare order out of chaos. We declare righteousness out of wickedness. We declare the righteousness of God to be established in this nation. We declare leaders who fear the Lord, who fear the Lord, to rise up and to be a voice with courage and boldness and to take a stand according to your word, Lord God, according to your word, according to your principles, Lord God, because there is nothing, God, that has happened in this nation, Lord, that has taken place in the founding of our nation outside of your word. Even our Constitution is from the word. Even our laws, our government came out of your laws, your precepts, your principles. Lord God, there is nothing. We are nothing without you. We have nothing without you. You were before, and you are the last. You are the beginning, and you are the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And we thank you, God, that we are one nation under God, and that we will remain one nation under God. And we thank you, God, that it is in you that we trust, that it is in you that we put our hope, that we put our allegiance, that we put our trust in. It's in your name. It's in your salvation. It's in your name, your power, your authority, Lord. Our hope and our trust is in you. It's not in man. Man will fail, but you never fail. Man will change, but you never change. And so we align ourselves with you as your ambassadors, as your prophets, as your apostles, as your teachers, as your leaders to this nation and to the nations of the world. And we thank you, God, that you are awakening your bride, that you are stirring your bride, God, in holiness and purity to rise up in your power, in your boldness, in your courage, to no longer be a sleeping giant, but to be your voice, your hands and your feet, your mouthpiece, Lord God, to prophesy to the dry bones, to prophesy to the dry bones in America, to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Lord, I thank you that you are raising up your prophets with boldness and courage, with your word in their mouth like a double-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow, even discerning the hidden things of the heart. And so we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing, you do nothing except you first reveal it to your prophets, according to Amos. And we just decree and declare the order and the shalom and the authority of God to be over the United States of America, and that our allegiance would be to you, the only true God, Lord and King, that our allegiance would be to you and you alone, to you and you alone, and that we would walk in our authority as kingdom ambassadors And we thank you. We pray for our leaders. We pray for those who are in, who are running in this election, federal, presidential, local, God, in every aspect, on every level, God. We just pray, Lord, that you would just bring your leaders who fear you, Lord. We thank you, God. Your word says that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, the people mourn, God. And so we just ask you to arise and raise up righteous and just leaders and just rulers over the United States of America, just judges, God, just mayors and governors and councilmen and women and senators and righteous legislators, God, and righteous Supreme Court justices, God, who fear you, Lord, and shun evil. For you declare that righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. So we thank you, God, you are raising up righteous leaders who fear you and shun evil, who fear you and shun evil in Jesus' name. And no longer will your church be a sleeping giant, God, but your church will be like the city that is set upon the hill that cannot be hidden, that we will be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and we will not put off our responsibilities to any government, any man, because we know that the greatest authority upon this earth is to be a man or woman of God. It's to be a child of God. It's to be a child of the King, an ambassador for you, Lord. And so we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are raising up, and we will take our responsibility and our rightful place as your mouthpiece, as your prophets to the nation, to declare, thus saith the Lord. And we declare that America is one nation under God, and we declare that it is in God we trust. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships, and we will continue next week our program and our series dealing in talking about faith. So much for being a part of this broadcast. And I just say success to you and success to the kingdom of God.